This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Islamist Hamas movement fired thousands of rockets at southern and central Israel, sending millions of Israelis to bomb shelters. VOA's Linda Grantstein reports.
The coordinated Hamas attack by land, sea, and air came as a complete surprise to Israeli intelligence. The most intense fighting was in southern Israel near the border with Gaza. Adele Reamer, a resident of Kibbutz Nirim near the Gaza border, describes what happened.
After at least 7 hours of being locked down in our safe rooms, the IDF finally arrived and started going through the kibbutz house by house, bush by bush. They have to clear everything out. They've killed 9 terrorists so far, and there are more terrorists in the kibbutz.
Hamas infiltrators took dozens of Israelis, including women and children, hostage. Many were at an outdoor party in a forest a few miles from Gaza. Israel launched airstrikes on Gaza, leveling several buildings in Gaza City. Palestinian health officials said at least 200 Palestinians were killed and more than 1,600 wounded in the airstrikes. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Taliban say a strong earthquake with several aftershocks has killed dozens in western Afghanistan. The United Nations gave a preliminary figure of 320 dead, but later said the figure was still being verified. Local authorities gave an estimate of 100 people killed and 500 injured, according to the same update from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. The United States Geological Survey reported a pair of 6.3 magnitude earthquakes striking the Herat province. A spokesperson for the country's National Disaster Authority said 4 villages in Zendejan district bore the brunt of the quakes and aftershocks. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Days after a deadly missile strike killed dozens in a small Ukrainian village, UN and local investigators are searching for answers. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Excavators cleared the rubble of the only cafe that existed in the village of Hrotsa. Dozens of people had gathered in the cafe for a dead soldier's wake when a Russian missile struck. Danielle Bell, who led the UN team that visited Hrotsa, said initial investigations have indicated that all of those killed were civilians. Lyubov Kozir lost her daughter and her son-in-law in the Russian missile attack. As she looks at a photo of them on her phone, she tells the AP, "I feel pain, terrible pain. My soul is torn apart. My darlings." Only 6 people in the cafe survived, and the town is trying to fathom why and how the wake was targeted. I'm Karen Chavez.
A bipartisan congressional delegation led by U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is in China Saturday as the first stop on an Asian tour. While there, Schumer called out Chinese companies for fueling the U.S. fentanyl epidemic. While Chinese companies no longer make the drug, several still make the precursor chemicals used for making it. During a meeting with Shanghai Communist Party Sheng Xinjiang, Schumer said the companies are contributing to poisoning of U.S. communities.
Every one of us knows families who have lost young men and women to fentanyl, and the fentanyl comes, 90% of the fentanyl is estimated come from precursor chemicals that come from China, go to Mexico, and then come into the United States.
Schumer said he believes the issue is one which China and the U.S. can work together. The first week of a trial for Sam Bankman-Fried's fraud case ends with FTX's co-founder telling jurors the 31-year-old stole customer funds from the beginning, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
FTX co-founder Gary Wang, who took a plea deal, told jurors that eventually the losses at SBF's hedge fund, Alameda Research, became so large that there was no way to hide them any longer. Wang testified FTX was not fine, referring to the now infamous tweet that Bankman-Fried wrote only a few days before the exchange filed for bankruptcy in November of 2022. Prosecutors allege Bankman-Fried stole billions of dollars from investors and customers in order to fund a lavish lifestyle in the Bahamas and by the influence of politicians, celebrities, and the public. Julie Walker, New York.
A community leader in eastern Congo says at least 15 people are dead after a group of children brought home an explosive device they had found while playing Friday evening. The children found the bomb near a palm oil tree and took it back with them. The device exploded while some of the adults were trying to figure out what it was. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.